Mike, I want to bring you back September 3. Before the season started, I'm going to give you some props here. So, you know, get your ears open there.
My ears are open.
Your ears are open here.
I got big ears.
I'm going to give you some props. September 3 in a DetroitLions.com Monday countdown column. In your sixth item, you said...
Talk about burying the lead.
You told everyone to watch out for Calvin Johnson this year and the chance that he might break Jerry Rice's record.
Yeah, I said count on it, too, because, you know, throw the ball to Calvin. I said, you know, I thought that 1848 was the target for Calvin Johnson, not 2000, but 1848, just the way things aligned. And, look, in September, you can take a shot at anything, okay? I also had the Lions going 11-5. I had the Chiefs and the Bills as wild cards in the AFC, the Lions and Saints in the NFC, but I got all the division winners right, okay? But no, let's get back to Calvin. Look, I think anything that's great is realistic for Calvin Johnson. The only thing that's going to stop him ever is injury. That's it. Or if they get a great runner and decide to hand off the ball. Well, they don't have that, and even then, he's your best player. He's the best non-quarterback in football. And I thought then that he had a shot at the record, and I think he's going to break it.
1,546, I think he's
at.
I think
he needs about 302 to go.
302 to go, so he needs to average about 101 yards these last three games. I think he's going to get it, and I honestly think he's got a chance at 2,000 yards. The way they utilize him, the way the receiving corps with the number two, number three, number four guys out, I think they're leaning on him. Even the coverage that he's getting, they're still looking to him 10-plus targets all these games. I think he's got a real legitimate shot at 2,000. I think he breaks Jerry Rice's record for certain.
Can't disagree.